Beyond Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus. Good morning, everyone, and it won't be morning when you're listening to this, but I'm recording this morning. I'm Anne-Marie Currie. I'm your presenter. This is a program sponsored by Auckland Grey Power, and today's session we're going to be talking about the Superannuation Act, Section 70, and to be precise, that is the section that allows the government to deduct money from people's pensions depending on certain circumstances. So we're going to talk about the spousal deduction and Grey Power's petition on this. And I'll be talking with a long-term member of Grey Power who is sponsoring this petition and who's recently been on the board. So I'm very happy to be introducing this topic, and it's been a long time coming, and I think some people have been very frustrated for a long time about this, and there's a lot of poverty out there because of it. So it's quite a serious topic for this time of the year, but I look forward to welcoming Christina shortly. But it's really important that people do understand what the issue is, and even though they might not be directly affected, there is power in your pen in being able to sign this petition. I'd like to introduce my guest this morning, Christina Humphreys from Tauranga. Welcome, Christina.
Good morning to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And Christina's recently been on the Federation Board, serving her district of Zone 3, and she has also, she's also on the committee at Tauranga Grey Power, but she's been a long-term advocate for this issue around Section 70. So, Christina, in your own words, would you like to describe why you've got this petition going and what you consider the main issue is with Section 70 in relation to this petition, understanding there are many issues in Section 70 and it's quite a complex area?
Yes, it is a complex area. We here in Tauranga have actually been sort of advocating on the subject of Section 70 for quite a long time, but the last AGM of the Grey Power Association, we took it as a remit, which we actually took it, we were going to attack the whole Section 70, the whole AGM decided that it was better to pick off one section of the Section 70, which is the spousal deduction, to it, because many politicians realise that this is a major problem, the Section 70 and the spousal deduction, but none of them seem to have the wherewithal to make a change on this.
Mm.
So that's why we wanted to put a petition to put it to the parliamentarians. Grey Power has an advocacy meeting in February, and we thought it was timely that could go, they could take that to the politicians to say, well, come on. Particularly the spousal deduction is quite a discriminating policy in the way that a New Zealander has worked all their life in New Zealand, paid their tax on the understanding that when they retire, they will have receive their entitlement pension. And if they happen to later in life marry a foreigner who comes with their own superannuation or savings, suddenly the New Zealand partner is told that they no longer qualify for the pension. Some of them still get a small amount, like $20 or $30 each payment, but why should it? They are viewed as an economic unit because they've married, and because they've married this overseas person with this big super fund, suddenly the New Zealand partner does not is not entitled to their pension anymore. It's total discrimination. I actually think, well, personally, that it's stealing. But so we think that this is a major issue. There's possibly about 500 couples in New Zealand that are affected by this. If we were to attack, or a better word would be challenge the whole Section 70, there's like 89,000 people in New Zealand, pensioners, that have an issue concerning their pensions.
Yes,
so this is why we've got this petition, and we would like as many people to sign this as possible.
Well, thank you for putting that into numerical terms for us and clarifying that it's not the whole of Section 70. Some of the cases that I've had recently walking into the Grey Power office, and they don't know anything about the petition going, so, they've actually just been struggling for years writing letters to MPs and saying, look, you know, I'm in this situation and I've got not enough to live on, and I'm forced to go and get top-ups from WINS. Sometimes, it's very unpleasant because they make horrible comments about the fact that I'm a wealthy person, because in their eyes I'm getting this money from overseas, but it's actually a pittance. Because some people have paid into a fund overseas for their retirement, it was like a private insurance company. It wasn't something that was a state pension. So their entitlement has been seen as something to be having a deduction put to because of this their partner's pension, which is perceived as a state pension when it isn't actually a state pension at all.
It's not
wrong classification of the partner's funds that is affecting them. It also means that people really don't have that enough to live on. If they're only getting minimal amounts each week, then they are a prisoner in the relationship.
That's right.
The whole relationship is compromised.
That's right.
And I have come across a New Zealander who's married a woman from overseas. And when they live together in the US, they both get their pensions. She gets her pension from the US. He gets his pension from New Zealand.
Yes,
he gets to spend it in the US, and it improves the US economy as a result.
Yes.
But when they come to New Zealand to live, she gets her pension all right. He no longer gets his pension at all. It is weird because about it, if he got it in New Zealand, his pension would be benefiting the New Zealand economy. The GST would be going to the government. But that's not happening when he's in the States.
Yeah.
And how odd that they would pay it when he's in the States and not pay it here.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I can't comprehend that at all.
I mean, either you're entitled to it or you're not.
No.
If you're not entitled, you shouldn't be getting it anywhere.
No.
I mean, there's so many anomalies with this.
Mm.
But individuals get so frustrated. They write letters, they try to do the best they can, talking to their MPs and so on, but they're isolated. And this is the power of Grey Power, that people can come together as a body, and seniors as a body can say, well, look, in old age you need a certain amount to live on. And even the pension itself, if you're living alone, is not enough.
No.
If you're living as a couple, you can get by. But if one of you...
But even then it's a struggle because it just isn't enough.
But if one of you's having money deducted, then it's certainly not working at all. That somehow the discrimination aspect has got to be addressed. The human rights aspect has got to be addressed. So does affect, I understand it affects more women than men, this may be another reason why there hasn't been enough attention put on it. Because often we know if something affects men, they get more noise, they make more noise and they hurt more. So unfortunately there's discrimination against women generally that works against the resolution of this issue. However, that's my personal comment and experience from other gender-based policy issues that have to be fought at the parliamentary level. What would be, what's your hope for the petition? What sort of numbers are you thinking might sign? And what's the best way to promote this petition, do you think?
Well, if anyone's listening and they don't belong to Grey Power, I mean, the first thing they could do is go into the Grey Power office and ask about the petition, because all the officers through New Zealand should be holding this petition at the moment. And we do want, like, thousands of signatures, obviously, which if people know about, I'm sure we will achieve that, because we're the same with our Tauranga-based office. This is how I first came across it. You know, there was quite a number of people not getting their pension that should be entitled, coming into our office and telling us the stories.
Okay, and I was actually thinking myself of approaching the CAB and seeing whether any of the CAB officers, that's the Citizens Advice Bureau officers that are attached, they're in libraries often, well, they are in Auckland anyway, whether any of them would be interested in running the petition.
Yeah, that's true. We've got to look at other...
We've got to look at other avenues and other ways of, I mean, obviously, we've got a Facebook page, so we're thinking of putting it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, well, it's on our Facebook page too, and it's supposed to be on the National Grey Power website and on their Facebook as well. And we, I could give you our office email.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tauranga, it's, well, abbreviated, our email address is TGA, Grey Power, all run together, at gmail.com, if anyone wishes to email us on that subject.
Good, so that's TGA, GREYPOWER, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we can certainly all ring our office.
And for Auckland people, that is the most direct way of getting the petition, because you're going to get it back to them and you can liaise with them by email as to how you'll do that, because they'll all be collated in Tauranga. All the nationwide offices will deliver their copies of the petition there.
Yeah, we've taken it on to... Because we put the remit at the AGM, we've sort of, and the Federation is quite comfortable with the fact that we drive this and we collate it all and get it organised for them, as I say, for an advocacy group, an advocacy meeting with Parliament in February on this issue.
Yes, and that's another opportunity just to say that one of the ways in which Grey Power does advocate to Parliament is to have a team go in and talk to MPs right across the House, not just to the government but to each of the parties, and talk to particular MPs that have responsibility for the issues that they're advocating for. So if we're going on a transport issue, we go to the transport minister. If we're going on something like the pension, we'll be going to the people that look after the interests of seniors first and foremost. So that would be Tracy Martin and Maggie Barry. But in addition, of course, there are more than just two parties in the House. This is MMP. So it means talking to the leaders of the Greens and, you know, even to David Seymour, and, you know, just getting a whole raft of people aware of what the issues are, why this is an unjust situation, why this is discriminatory, and what sort of poverty it's leading to. So I think it's fair to say there's a strong team that goes into Parliament, and they have been successful on a number of issues. At the moment, the for a year now, the government has concentrated on certain objectives that it had, but they made certain commitments, Labor and the Greens together, when they did the big roadshow on aged care around the country. So one of the things they're very aware of was the need to have an aged care commissioner who would look into cases of elder abuse and would take cases through the courts. An aged care commissioner might also look at individual cases around Section 70. I suspect that if the petition itself doesn't change the landscape, I think once we have an aged care commissioner, we're going to get more research and ammunition around this. Certainly overseas in Wales and Ireland and in Australia, all those countries now have an aged care commissioner. They have an office of the commissioner that's well resourced to take cases through the courts and that can do public education around some of the issues. So very strong change abroad because people recognise we've got a rapidly growing ageing population.
And we are the largest demographic group in the country now, and I think it's time that they paid more attention to certain details like this, which is discrimination of the seniors, is basically what it is. And what we worked out about this is by just doing the spousal deduction, if they just corrected that, it would barely cost the country $2 million to change that. It wouldn't be a huge amount. It's not like giving $150 million to PNG and all these other countries, and you're not even looking after your own people at home.
Indeed. And another way of looking at it would be that it's also a moot point as to who qualifies for National Super. I mean, it's really strange that people can come and settle in New Zealand and after 10 years, whether they pay much tax or not, they are able to start claiming that pension. But they didn't work and pay tax for a lifetime to get there. So
they didn't have to work for that 10 years they're in country.
No,
they
that's
just
right.
To be here. And so they've never contributed to our tax system. And yet, without much to do, they get the pension. And
yes.
Then a lot of them can bring in their aged parents.
And well, that too.
The pension. And they've never contributed a dollar to our system. And yet here we are, the people who have worked this country all our lives, and we're told that some of us, that we don't qualify. I mean, it's just, the whole thing's bizarre. But and as I say, there's quite a number of politicians that paid lip service to it. They know that this is a major problem, and yet none of them seem to be strong enough to, or don't want to, take it on as an issue. So we felt we've got to get strong about this, and we hope that all you people out there listening will please, please come and sign the petition. And there's some of you in your 40s and 50s, and you might not realise that that's another thing. Most people don't realise that they actually don't qualify till they get right to their pension age. That's another tricky part. My husband has worked overseas a lot in the past, and when I went in to sign up for my pension, after she'd looked all through the forms and everything, and she looked at him and she said, oh, you might not qualify. Well, we were both gobsmacked because he was born in this country, worked all his... most of his life he's worked in this country, and then because he's in his latter years he's worked overseas because he can't earn an income in this country, and he's brought all that money back here and declared it, they start saying, oh, you might not qualify. I mean, so some of you younger ones need to sign this too, because you don't know if this will affect you or not when you get to pension age.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say there's a lot of people in the dark about actually what's going to happen when they're 65.
Yeah.
Even those who do qualify, they don't understand the tax, how they will manage their affairs. In fact, I've been asked to do a program on this, which I am planning to do next year, because it's quite a thing to get your head round. And looking at it from an economic perspective, there are economists and researchers who have claims about it too. They have actually said Section 70 needs to be a priority for grey power. It needs to be a priority for the government to take action on. And Susan St. John has quite famously said this over a number of years, and I've had her at meetings saying, you know, we need to get it up the policy tree at grey power, and we need to focus on it and go hard. And so this is the beginning, really, of a very public campaign to raise awareness. And I think this could be important for grey power as a whole, for its membership. We could gain new members out of it. But more importantly, it demonstrates our commitment to improving things for seniors and making sure that seniors are not left behind. And I've always said that if some seniors are left behind on the footpath and the bus is still going down the highway, we haven't done our job.
Yeah, it's a pretty good explanation.
Well, it just puts it in a populist nutshell picture. But I mean, essentially, we really have to advocate for all seniors, and we have to advocate for those who are most seriously disadvantaged, and that won't be everybody.
No.
But we need to make sure that we leave nobody behind.
And I always think that the work I've done over the last years for Grey Power, I believe people say, oh, what do you bother for? Because I'm this age, but I feel I'm trying to keep a certain standard for the ones coming through later, the 40 and 50 year olds. We're trying, and that was what Grey Power cut their teeth on, was the pension, the surcharge on to get the surcharge removed from the pension. So that is, I think, anything to do with pension is still Grey Power's main issue, or should be its main objective.
Indeed. And if we're not prepared to look at Section 70 and take it seriously, then I think it will be hard to convince people in their 40s and 50s that they really should be joining us.
Yes.
And they are our future, and we need to focus on their needs. And in particular, I think it's very important that we look ahead, because in the next 10 years, we're going to go up to 1 in 4 are going to be over the age of 65.
That's right.
So we're going to have an awful lot of people affected, and a lot of people, as you pointed out, are going to be affected, but they aren't aware yet.
They don't know.
No. So this is what the campaign is about.
Mm.
It's about lifting the awareness of what people's rights actually are and what might count against them in getting what they need when they get there.
That you think you've worked all your life to pay into. You know, I mean, we've paid in for years, and I mean, there's still the big super fund that's sitting there that we've all funded. So we have rights that are not being taken seriously.
Well, I think one of the psychological issues here is the fact that people in our age group and even older had paid considerable tax, because in the days gone by, taxation was much, much higher.
Mm.
So we were paying really extensive tax.
Oh.
And yes, GST came in and taxes were gradually lowered, and some of us are paying quite a lot in indirect tax through GST. But even still, it doesn't quite make up for the fact that our sacrifices...
Our generation paid the highest tax, and we paid the highest interest rates, and that's why I get very stroppy when I hear people calling us greedy baby boomers. We built all the hydro dams, we built all the Think Big projects. We paid for all that, as well as trying to pay for fund our pension. And when we get to a pension age, and now we're told we don't qualify, well, it makes me quite angry, actually.
Mm.
the younger generations, they don't know what interest rates are. They're only paying 3.5%, 4%. Some of us were sent broke at 26% interest. They wouldn't even, and they I think when we're talking about that, they think we're telling fibs or something. It was a reality. And we paid through the nose for our pension, our right to have our pension. And I get quite cross about this. And this is seriously, this act, is Security Act, is from the 1964. They titivate with it, the government. They've just titivated again with it. It's only words. They do not actually change the whole act, which is quite, it is an absolute load of rubbish, that Security Act.
Badly
needs revamping.
Yes, and there are wider issues of inequities and discrimination, but we're not going to go into those today. Today we're simply focused on the spousal deduction issues. So I'd like to thank you for coming on the program, Christina, and I'd like to invite people to contact Christina Humphreys on that email that we gave, tgagreypower@gmail.com. If you want a copy of the petition, or you can come into our office in Auckland at 557 Blockhouse Bay Road on Friday mornings. Over the holidays, we're open from 10:30 to 1 on Fridays only. But we are there, and we will also try and get copies into the CABs and the libraries.
Yeah,
so we will do more on our program in January. Thank you very much for listening today, and I hope you enjoy the music that's coming on now from my Andre Bocelli disc, and it's a duet, and I think it will be very entertaining. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Siempre que te pregunto qué, cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú, tú contestando.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días,
los días.
Y yo desesperado. Que te pregunto,
siempre que me preguntas,
que cuándo, cómo,
que
y
cuando,
dónde,
cómo y dónde, amor,
tú siempre me respondes,
siempre respondo,
quizás, 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 quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú, tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás.